Matthew 21, verse number 1. And when they drew nigh, that means they came close, near, to Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Yeshua sent two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you straightway, and you'll find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, that's both of them, and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the master has need of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Straightway, he will send them. All of this was done. Now this is what the Bible is going to give you the reason. This wasn't haphazard. This had a purpose. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. I think I shared with you all before, there is nothing new in the New Testament. Everything in the New Testament is a commentary on what is in the Old Testament. Everything Yeshua does was already prophesied before he did it.
Yeah, come on.
Ooh, I wish I had
time. Yes,
saying, yeah. Tell the daughters of Zion,
tell them.
Behold, your king cometh unto thee.
King cometh.
Meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Yeshua commanded and brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garment in the way. Now that's something when Hebrews would put their clothes down on the ground and cut down branches from trees and straw them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, Hosanna to the Son of David, or Dawid. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahuwah. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. I want to talk about, behold, your king is coming.
Come on, all right.
Behold, or look, or notice, be aware. Your king is coming. Would y'all look at somebody and help me say, your king,
is coming.
That in itself, that phrase in itself, must have sounded very odd to the current leadership in Jerusalem. It must have sounded strange to the present potentate who was sitting his Edomite self on the throne of David. It must have sounded kind of strange to have, watch this, a king sitting on the throne named Herod. Y'all do know there was a king already there.
Yeah.
And he's in the palace. And then you've got this preacher. Broke.
Toxic.
Poor, struggling.
Yeah.
No palace, no place,
no.
To call his own home, no nice bed, no transportation, no car, no chariot, no horse.
Yeah.
And yet, nobody is. I'm sorry, I'm good. Y'all didn't catch that. Yeah. Nobody is saying, wait a minute, we already have a king. king.
Well,
no, nobody is saying, well, what about Herod?
No, not
on this day. Number one, Herod the Edomite, although a descendant from Abraham, for you know Edom is Esau, there were two lines. One line was Esau, whom Yah said, I hate. But then there was Jacob, or Jacob, that Yah says, I love. You remember what Edom did? Sold his birthright. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
For a little porridge. Yeah, a little soup. Talking about, what is this birthright to me? And eventually, Esau's children become the Edomites, which were destroyed by, well, put it like this, as a nation. They were destroyed by the Most High Yah.
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father exercising vengeance upon them.
Right.
Wiped them out until they were a very small number. But
Rome.
Knowing that the Edomites and the Israelites didn't get along. And that they were fighting each other. Decided, we will set up a king over Israel that loves us and hates them.
Yeah.
So they set up an Edomite. I want y'all to understand that. Herod was not a Hebrew Israelite. He was an Edomite sitting on the throne of David. What a shame. Here is a man from a lineage that doesn't know anything about King David, yet he's sitting on David's throne. Watch this. While the real king does not even have a place to lay his head. One illegitimate king. Matter of fact, y'all remember his brother.
Yeah.
Who was evil. When he heard that Yahushua was born, the wise men asked him, where is he that was, talk back, born king? When's the last time you ever heard of a child born king?
Yeah.
No, you're not born the king. You're normally born a prince.
Yeah. Right.
Come on, and then you live a while, and then, you know, Papa die, and then you become the king, but not so with Yahushua, for he was, y'all got to talk back, born
king. Come on.
Herod number one said, oh, no, I got this thing. Let's kill every boy that's born. He think he the king? Let's kill every baby, but he had no idea that the Most High was going to protect his son by sending him to Egypt with the rest of the black folk to hide his black baby boy. Hebrews are black. The Bible says it several times. I've read it myself. Said the color is black as coal, black as earth, burnt brass. I mean, what else you need? Burn in the oven. One verse actually says, I'm black. He did not send his son to Europe. He sent him to Africa and Egypt. Until Herod died. But he had this crazy kin that got on the throne, another Herod, who was so perverted. I'm talking about this rascal was so messed up that he had a birthday party. And his brother's wife's daughter, which makes his niece, did a striptease.
That's what it was.
Stripping and teasing her uncle, her brother's, his brother's daughter. And he was so perverted and full of lust, he promised to give her half of his kingdom if she asked for it.
Yeah.
That's the same fellow we're talking about. Do you know he's sitting on the throne? Now, I'm only going to be a couple more minutes because I want you to see something. He doesn't even know that he's actually sitting on the throne that belongs to Yahushua. Remember that the scepter was not to depart from Yehuda, which is the tribe of Judah, until Shiloh came, and Shiloh represents the peace of Israel, and that's who Yeshua is. He is Yahweh's peace to us. So when he comes here, instead of him being able to sit on his rightful throne, this Edomite dog is sitting on the throne and have put the rightful heir out. So Yeshua lives his life in obscurity, in poverty, in shame, while Herod is on the throne living in luxury.
Well.
With manservants and maid servants. Are y'all still in the room?
Gotcha.
But it does not matter. I'm almost through, Rev.
Gotcha.
It does not matter.
Take a time. Yeah. You are.
Whatever king man puts up, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
What king exalts himself, it does not matter. Who everybody acknowledges.
Yes, sir.
What only matters is, watch this, what Yahweh has already said.
Come on.
Yah said that my son will be the King of Kings and the Master of Masters. So here on the highest day of the Hebrew year, one of the highest days of the Hebrew year,
the
time of the Passover. I told him this morning in Sunday school that it was during this time,
Passover,
10 days after the first day of Abib, which is the first day of our new year, which is the first day of spring, they were to take a lamb separated from the rest of the sheepfold. And they were to examine the lamb. And when they examined the lamb, they were to make sure it had no spot or no blemish. And all of the shepherds in Jerusalem would participate in going through their flocks to find the perfect lamb. And then when the shepherds would come together, they would compare their lambs, their perfect lambs, with each other until they found one lamb and said, this is the most perfect lamb in all of Israel. And they would take that lamb and make an announcement on that 10th day. We have found the lamb. That would be the sacrifice this year.
We found him.
He's right here. And they would make a big to-do about it. It would be a big parade. It would be a big celebration with trumpets and shouting as they led the lamb to the slaughter into the gates of Jerusalem.
Well,
so on that same day that they were actually leading the physical little lamb into Jerusalem in order to be examined for the next 3 days. It was on that very day that Yahushua told his disciples, he said, now, I want y'all to go over yonder and you're going to see an ass and an ass colt, a little donkey and her little foal together. Don't separate them. Bring them both.
Bring them both.
And when you unloose them, if anybody says what you're doing, say, hey, the master. Yeah. He has need of them. He needs to do something. Because nobody's going to know what I'm doing. I'm just going to do something. I'm setting this thing up. And so they went and did what he said. So watch this. Here is the picture. And I'll take my seat if you all can catch this. Here's the picture.
Well.
You've got the physical lamb coming into Jerusalem to be examined by the chief priests in order to determine its worthiness to be offered as the national Passover lamb. But at the same time, you've got Yahushua, who has decided that this is the day I'm riding in to Jerusalem. Every other time I've come to Jerusalem, I've walked in. But this time I'm not walking in, I'm riding in, because I've got to fulfill prophecy that has already said that they will know who the Messiah is when he comes riding in on an ass colt, not on a big white horse, but on an ass colt representing, I'm not coming here to kill nobody right now. I'm not coming here to exercise judgment. I'm coming here this time to be the Lamb of Yah that takes away the sins of the whole wide world. So you got this one lamb over here. You got Yeshua coming in over here. And the people, they turn their back on the little cute little lamb here being brought in, and their faces turn to the Messiah, Yahushua, and they can't control themselves. They don't even know why they're doing it. Something on the inside is making them say, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Most High. Yeah. They start worshiping uncontrollably. They start shouting. They start dancing. They start pulling off their clothes and laying them in the pathway. They go out and get branches, and they are almost in a worship frenzy.
Well,
so much so, the leadership, Pharisees, scribes, they come out to the master.
Well,
they say, we hear all this shouting, it's overboard, it's too loud, and all this Hosanna and all this praising Yah.
Yeah.
Turn it down. Shh, quiet. Bring it down. But the king said, well, this is prophecy.
Well.
So it's going to be fulfilled. There's going to be some shouting. There's going
to
be some praising. There's going to be some worshiping on this day. Even if these hold their peace, if these hold their peace, the very rock. That's all I'm trying to say. Thank you, Townsend. That's all I was trying to say. Somebody, somewhere, is going to give him praise.
Somebody,
somewhere. Is going to say he's King of Kings.
Somebody
somewhere is going to point out that he is the sinless Lamb of the Most High. And so he's acclaimed by the crowd. And then he comes in to Jerusalem. And y'all know the story, don't you? For the next 3 days and nights, he is questioned by the Herodians. Then he's questioned by the Pharisees. Then he's questioned by the Sadducees. And each of them questioning the Messiah don't even realize that they are examining the true Lamb of Yah that takes away the sin of the world. And at the end of the 3-day examination, they had to walk away saying, we find no fault in him. And so you know what happened. The leadership got jealous and said, if we don't do something about the praises of the people, the whole wide world will be calling Yeshua King. So what can we do? Then Caiaphas stood up. He said, y'all don't know nothing. If you really want to shut this down, then you ought to let one man die for the rest of humanity. Let one man die so that the rest of us can live. Let me close my little sermon when I tell you this, that he had no idea what he was saying. What he was really saying was that Yah would provide for himself a lamb. And you know what happened? They came and arrested him on the 14th day of Abib, and there standing in front of the true king, and he know he's the phony king. He's standing in front of the real king, and he knows he's the illegitimate king. But he gonna put on a show for his boys and try to make the real king obey the voice of the false king. He started answering him, asking him questions. But watch what the Bible said, that Yehoshua answered him not a word. He did not bring himself down to that false king level. They lied on him. They whipped him. They beat him. Point number two. Then they made a crown of thorns and put it on his head. First we see they acclaimed him as king. Now we see they crowned him as king. But last but not least, let me tell you, he's coming back as king. They thought he was just a field preacher from Galilee. If they would have known who he really was, they would have never, no, never nailed him to the cross. They would have never, no, never pierced him in the side. Well, I gotta close this thing. He died. Y'all know he died. But death couldn't kill him. He was buried. But the grave couldn't hold him. And when they pierced him in the side, out came blood and water. Water represents the word. The word of Yah, which is our holy Bible. And the blood represents the remission of our sins. That's why every time I survey Calvary, I get a little excited. Because what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Yahushua. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Yahushua. Well, there is a fountain that's filled with blood from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners can plunge beneath the flood and lose all of their guilty stain. Well, if you don't know that one, do you know this one? I know it was the blood. It was the blood. But 3 days and 3 nights later, he got up with all power in his hand. Now that's my sermon. I got to tell you one more thing. He got up and he stayed up. He got up and he walked around. He got up and he preached my sermon. He got up and he ate. And he ate some bread. He got up and he told his disciples, yes, he did, to wait until they received the promise of the precious Holy Ghost. And he said, because right now I got to go home back to my Father. And they were in the upper room. They were on the way home. But before they did, they were watching him. And he caught a cloud. Don't point. My whole sermon is that my King is coming back again. I don't care what you call it, but my King is coming back again. I don't care who the president is. My King is coming back again. The King. Woo.